Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nia Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Midnight in Chernobyl, the untold story of the world's greatest nuclear disaster, penned by Adam Higginbotham, unfolds a comprehensive and compelling narrative of the catastrophic 1986 Chernobyl nuclear disaster. Higginbotham's meticulous research and vivid storytelling bring to light the series of events that led to the explosion of Reactor No. 4. The aftermath of the catastrophe and its long-lasting effects on the world. This gripping book not only explores the technical failures and human errors behind the disaster, but also delves into the political and social landscape of the Soviet Union during this era, providing a deep insight into the complexities of a system struggling under the weight of its own ambitions. Through eyewitness accounts, previously undisclosed facts, and a detailed investigation, Higginbotham crafts a narrative that is both informative and heart-wrenchingly emotional, making Midnight in Chernobyl a must-read to understand the full scope of the Chernobyl disaster. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the prelude to disaster. The build-up to the Chernobyl disaster involved a complex interplay of scientific ambition, political pressure, and human error. The Soviet Union's quest for nuclear superiority and the push towards rapid industrial advancement set the stage for a tragedy waiting to happen. Higginbotham meticulously outlines the technological and administrative decisions that led to the compromised safety protocols at the Chernobyl plant. This prelude to disaster is crucial for understanding the subsequent failure in reactor design and the inadequate training of personnel, highlighting how the disaster was rooted in a deeply flawed system that prioritized political and economic goals over safety. Secondly, the night of the explosion. Adam Higginbotham captures the harrowing details of the night when Reactor No. 4 exploded, marking the beginning of the world's worst nuclear disaster. From the initial denial of the explosion's severity by plant officials to the valiant efforts of first responders, the account grips the reader with its minute-by-minute narration of the event. This topic delves deep into the technical failures that occurred during the safety tests gone awry, the subsequent explosion and the release of radioactive materials into the atmosphere. Higginbotham's detailed description of the chaos, confusion, and heroism on this fateful night paints a vivid picture of the human element amid a technological catastrophe. Thirdly, the Soviet response and cover-up. The aftermath of the Chernobyl explosion was marked by a staggering Soviet attempt to manage the crisis and mask its magnitude from the international community. Higginbotham dives into the political maneuverings, misinformation, and bureaucratic indifference that characterized the Soviet response. This section explores how the disaster was downplayed, the lack of immediate action to protect the public, and the eventual evacuation of nearby towns. The author highlights the censorship and control of information that delayed international aid and scientific assessment, which exacerbated the disaster's health and environmental impacts. The Soviet response and cover-up reveal a system more concerned with preserving its image than the welfare of its people and the global community. Fourthly, the human and environmental toll. One of the most poignant aspects of Midnight in Chernobyl is its exploration of the disaster's human and environmental impact. Higginbotham provides a sobering assessment of the short and long-term effects on the health of the workers, first responders, and nearby residents. The increase in thyroid cancers, radiation sickness, and other health issues are testament to the tragedy's far-reaching consequences. Moreover, the environmental ramifications, including the contamination of land and the creation of the exclusion zone, highlight the enduring legacy of the disaster. This topic sheds light on the immense human and ecological cost of the Chernobyl disaster, emphasizing the tragic outcome of technological hubris and failure. Lastly, the legacy and lessons learned. Adam Higginbotham's Midnight in Chernobyl concludes by considering the legacy of the Chernobyl disaster and the lessons it imparts for the future. The book looks at the changes in nuclear safety protocols, the shift in public perception regarding nuclear energy, and the ongoing efforts to secure the site and prevent further contamination. Higginbotham reflects on the disaster's role in the eventual dismantling of the Soviet Union and its influence on global environmental movements. Through this examination, Midnight in Chernobyl emphasizes the importance of learning from past mistakes to prevent future catastrophes, advocating for transparency, international cooperation, and the pursuit of sustainable and safe energy solutions. In conclusion, Adam Higginbotham's Midnight in Chernobyl is a must-read for those interested in understanding the complex interplay of technology, politics, and human error that led to the world's worst nuclear disaster. It is especially relevant for readers fascinated by modern history, technology, environmental science, and political science. The detailed account of the Chernobyl disaster and its aftermath provides invaluable lessons in the importance of safety, transparency, and accountability in preventing future catastrophes. Moreover, it serves as a reminder of the human cost of technological failure and the environmental and health impacts that can linger for generations. Reading Midnight in Chernobyl can benefit anyone by offering a deeper understanding of the risks associated with nuclear power, the importance of crisis management, and the resilience of human beings in the face of disaster. If you would like to support Adam Higginbotham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.